The door opens, and I see you enter, like always. I wait just long enough for you to put your things away before I strut into view. You hesitate a moment as you take in the sight of me approaching. Tight corset, slutty makeup, boobs up. Your cock is stiff by the time I reach you. Hello, boy, I purr, gently pushing you backwards until your back is against the wall. Your eyes make a valiant attempt to look me in the eyes, but you keep stealing glances down at my chest. I don't mind. I love the power I have over you. I lean in closer, as if to kiss you, just as I've done time and time before, and you respond, as you always do, almost mesmerized. I see the naive hope in your eyes. You know what happens next. You know. It happens every time. Yet, you hope for something different. I almost want to oblige. But I raise my knee, and your hopes are crushed, along with your nuts. I exaggerate. You slump a bit, but you otherwise remain on your feet. As cruel as I might act, I'm really quite careful. I don't want to end things too early, or worse, end up taking you to the hospital. That's not very sexy. How they hanging? That joke never gets old to me. The look on your face makes it a little more painful than the knee that preceded it. No answer, I taunt. You never dignify that with an answer. You know what that means. You know. You know full well. And yet, you don't try to avoid it. You don't run. You can't run. Not because of the ache in your sack that's weakening your legs, no. It's because you're mine. Every part of you belongs to me. Your mind, your heart, your soul, and your body. Especially your swollen, aching, beautiful balls, which suffer another testicle thump at the hand. Well, the knee of yours truly. Aw, look at that. You might be having a little trouble standing up at the moment, but part of you certainly isn't. Are your balls throbbing as much as I see your cock throbbing? Unlike your plums, your prick isn't throbbing with pain now, is it? No, in spite of what I've done to its two faithful companions, it's throbbing for me, isn't it? The little traitor. I let my knee fly once more into your vulnerable man parts. You grunt and slump forward more this time, your face nearly touching my chest for a moment, before you straightening up again in defiance. Mmm, delicious. You have no idea how wet this is making me. Or maybe you do. You certainly do take these nutcrackers like a man. I allow a little lust and admiration to show itself. I'm impressed. I take a step back, leaving you with only the wall to lean on. Your legs part slightly. I wonder, is it due to the pain in your abused little danglers? Or is that a challenge? And then I notice your cock still standing tall and proud in spite of everything your balls have endured. Is it an invitation, then? Yes, you do know what this does to me, and you want it. I take a deep breath and snap a kick straight into the baby makers. This time you fall to your knees, clutching your devastated gonads, and I nearly come at the sight of you. Big, strong man, kneeling before me. Aww, did the big bad bitch bust your balls? You're still a little too busy to critique my dialogue. I just pulled my panties to the side and you're too busy staring at my wet slit. While you're down there, stud, come and get it. Yeah. Oh, that's my boy. You do know how wet I get. Is that the only reason you put up with these shots? You like it too, don't you? You like when my foot is up between your legs? Oh, yeah. I do love it when you're down on your knees. You get so much work done. I'm impressed you can focus with the task on hand. Oh, I wonder how swollen your brawls are going to be tomorrow. Oh, no, that's enough for now. I back away and head for the bedroom. You can probably walk. Come and get me. This has been Friday date night for the last 2 months. It works every time. I don't even make it to the bed this time before you're all over me, tearing off the corset, stripping off my skirt. Do know how to spice up our sex life, don't I?